This morning I'll be reading from John chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. John chapter 3, 1 through 6. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now John wore a garment of camel's hair and a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem and all of Judea and all the region about Jordan were going out to him, and they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. John the Baptist was commissioned by the Lord to prepare the way for the coming of Jesus Christ. He spent a good deal of his time in the desert being prepared for this work, for this calling from God, because he had a part fulfilling the Old Testament prophecies, preparing the way of the Lord. Before any great work can be done, there has to be preparation. Now that school is out, and hopefully with more relaxation of the pandemic restrictions, and we pray that life will soon be back to normal, this is a time of year that families are preparing for vacations and are planning for getaways, maybe to visit family, to spend time with loved ones and friends, some whom they've not seen for many months. Now, rarely do you hop in your car or on a plane without making some sort of preparation. Students now have made plans to do things for summer break. Some of you will work, some of you will sleep, some will go to camp, some of you will take summer classes, and some of you may try to do nothing at all. And if you can get that past your parents, more power to you. Even though you may take a school vacation and a vacation from other responsibilities, you cannot take a vacation spiritually. Every student should ask themselves three questions, and these questions need to be answered because you can make a difference in the lives of your friends who are searching. You still have a calling on your life to make a difference in the kingdom of God. So I have three questions, and my first question this morning is, where are you going? Are you going on your way or God's way? In my last sermon, I talked about recognizing where God is leading you. And now I ask, where does God want you to go during this summer break with him? What journey does he want you to take so that you may discover his grace and power more than you ever have? He does have plans for you. John the Baptist, in Matthew chapter 3, was preaching and proclaiming the message of repentance. He knew what his destiny was for this time in his life. He knew where he was going. If you do not learn the direction that the Lord has for you, then you will wander about this summer with aimless direction. And if you do not aim at anything, you are guaranteed to hit the target every time. You need to get to a place where you can hear from God and discover where he wants to take you. Maybe he wants to take you to a deeper place of understanding, to a place where you can develop self-control, to a place of loving your enemies, to a place of developing your integrity, to a place of spiritual growth, to a place of better friendship and closer family ties. You need to decide where you are going, which leads me to my second question. How are you going to get there? Whenever anyone takes a vacation, by plane or car or bus or train, there is a mode of transportation one uses to get you from one place to another. What is your mode of transportation for getting from where you are with God right now to where he is calling you? Do you realize that John's mode of transportation was being developed in the desert? Jesus entered the scene of the kingdom building when he was 30 years old. John the Baptist was a little bit younger when he started, and he spent his life being prepared by God for this hour of preaching the repentance. And here are a few helpful tips toward getting to your destination. Read the Word of God for direction. The Bible gives many directions. Most Bibles also have helps in them, so you can find those places and deal with the concerns that you might have. God will test us to reveal what is in our hearts, and if we don't pass the test, we may be tested again and again. But we can pass those tests with the help of Jesus and by reading the Word, praying, and Christian fellowship. Read the Word so that you can make it your destiny. And it's amazing how much you hear God when you turn off all the noise in your life. Instead of the constant input from the world, you can take time out to think for yourself. Take those headphones out, turn off the TV. If you're pumping worldly thoughts into your brain, how will you ever connect with Jesus? If you will begin to declare the greatness of God, He will declare what greatness can be done in your life. And getting together with other Christian young people is encouraging and uplifting. You are not traveling on this road alone. Find fellowship with others so that you can build each other up. Maybe during your vacation you can get away to a place where the normal distractions of life are gone and you can commit yourself to hearing the Word of God. My last question is, what are you going to do? After this summer is over, where will you be? Once holidays are over, what are you going to do? Once summer is over and you have reached that place with God that He was calling you to, what are you going to do? When you are done with this season of renewal with God and you have refreshed your soul, it doesn't stop there because there are souls waiting to be brought into the family of God. And that is called the Great Commission. And that is what Jesus wants us all to do, not just students, to spread the word. What is it that God wants you to do? And this goes for everyone, not just young people. Wherever you are, whatever time of your life, whatever you're doing, God wants to use your life to advance His kingdom. We are a people of destiny, so use your lives to make an eternal difference. What are you going to do? Have this target in mind so that during the journey towards your destiny, you meditate on what you are going to do. John knew that he was going to prepare the way. He knew where he wanted to go. But just because you may not know what you're going to do for the summer or next year, doesn't mean that you can't do what God wants. God has plans for you. Amen.